It just makes me so proud to stand on this new field, working collaboratively with the Alumni Association and the entire. He would never think he deserved this honor, but anyone who ever played alongside of him know that he most definitely deserves it.
An honor for a Madisonian, the first New York City firefighter to die on 9/11, drew hundreds of alumni and members of the city's fire department to Madison's new athletic field on October 21st. Homecoming 2023 celebrated the life of Danny Sir, class of 82, captain of his Madison Knights football and baseball teams, and captain of the FDNY's football team. Danny will be remembered for many generations to come now with his name overlooking the field. I'm Steve Kastenbaum, Madison, class of 86. Hours before the field dedication ceremony took place, alumni gathered in the lobby of James Madison High School that Saturday morning, the largest crowd yet for this annual event. Danny Sir's family members were the center of attention.
It's just awesome. I mean, Dan loved playing here. He loved playing baseball. He loved playing football. And the field was where we did everything. So it's a great honor for him. It's a great honor for us. And it's something he'd really be proud of. My name's Ed Sir. I'm class of 1980, and I'm Danny Sir's older brother.
Danny was clearly a very special person, and he holds a very special place in the memory of all the alumni who were here in these halls with him at Madison High School. And then to see that he's officially the first person killed on 9/11, I think that just resonates so much with the community here. Do you hear a lot from Madisonians as a result of that?
Yeah, I think, well, not just him, you know, there was so many other firemen and police from this area who were affected on September 11th, but it's just something that stays with us all over the years, I think.
What would Danny think of this, to see this field named after him with a giant sign and his name in big letters that you can see from really far away as you walk by Madison?
I think he'd be very proud. He'd be happy. Like I said, this is one of the places where he felt really at home. I wouldn't say at peace, because when you're competing, you're not often at peace. But it was his happy place.
What did Danny say about Madison when you guys would talk about your years here?
Danny just loved being here. He loved the people. He loved the teachers, the staff. He kind of knew everybody. He wasn't always the... being a student wasn't always his favorite thing, but being here with his friends and the people here, that's what he enjoyed.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I'm seeing faces I haven't seen since I was a teenager, and they're all showing up, and it just warms my heart to know that he's still so loved. My name is Nancy Sir. I'm the wife of Danny Sir.
Did he ever talk about how Madison shaped him into the adult that he became? I mean, he was a leader, a natural leader as a teenager, but he continued in that as he went on to become a member of the fire department's football team.
Yes, well, I think Madison, just his core group of friends that he maintained from high school through adulthood, that was the core that kept him motivated and made him such a great leader.
When you pass by here now, you and everyone will see this sign with Danny's name in big letters, and it'll be there for an eternity, hopefully. How does that feel?
It's incredible. It's incredible that the young kids coming up who never, you know, didn't live through 9/11 will get to see this, and he'll always be remembered, and that day will always be remembered, and that's incredible to me. That's something that means the world to us.
My brother's been gone now for 22 years. And I can't think of a better tribute to him than to rename the field after him. My name's James Sir. I'm a graduate of Madison class of 91. My older brother, Danny Sir. I played football here as well.
What did Madison mean to you and your brothers? You were a big part of the sports community here. Multiple family members here.
Yeah, actually, my three brothers all went here before me. I was the last one. And, you know, Ed wrestled, and Dan played baseball and football, and Chris played football, and I played football. It's just you know, it's tradition in our family. Actually, my father went to school here as well. Yeah, my father, my father-in-law as well. It's a family tradition.
Exactly, and we keep it alive with events like this. How do you feel when you're here and you see all these folks from the many different years of classes here at Madison?
I love it. It's so nice to see so many people that I haven't seen in so long, and also people that I see every year as well. It's nice to be back in Madison.
Before the game between Madison and Midwood, the crowd came together on the field and students filled the stands while an FDNY honor guard took part in the Danny Sir naming ceremony. Principal Jody Cohen, an alumni of the class of 89, officiated over the dedication.
When we came to you and said, any thoughts of who to name the field after, all of us just looked at each other and said the same name at the same time. Today, naming this field after an alum who represented leadership and community. He was way ahead of his time. And I hope that we are building a school that represents everything that he believed in.
Danny Sir's wife, Nancy.
He loved every minute he spent on this field and in those walls. Madison was his home, and we are so honored to stand here today on this field that he played to honor him.
And then came the moment everyone was waiting for. The Danny Sir Memorial Field sign now hangs on the East 27th Street side of the field at the 50-yard line. There are pictures from Homecoming 2023 on the official Facebook page of the James Madison High School Alumni Association. You can join or renew your membership in the Alumni Association at jamesmadisonalumni.org/membership. I'm Steve Kastenbaum, class of 86. Thanks for listening.